Charles Nesson, Weld Professor of Law at Harvard Law School and co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Cameron Strocker to my immediate left and Lise Wheel at the end of the table, who are co-directors of the program in law and journalism here at New York Law School. Charlie, we'll start with you, and you'll talk and show us what you're going to show us, and we'll then have some responses and hope to have plenty of time for responses from the audience.
Thank you, Jethro. Well, I'm here because of Cam. Cam was someone who lived on the top floor of my house some years ago when he was a student, took care of my children, was loved by my children, and by my wife, Fern, and by me. And I would go any place that Cam asked me to go. And it's a pleasure that the place is here. I'm delighted to be here. So first, who am I? I'm Charlie Nesson. That's my real identity. In virtual space, I'm Eon. Just last night, two nights ago, signed up with Second Life after attending Beth's marvelous conference with David. I'm now in the two-day free period. I'm officially Eon Nerd. They require you to take a last name of their offering, and Nerd was the one that seemed most appropriate. So I am Eon Nerd. I am Eon Dean of Cyberspace, Time Traveler. That's my avatar. I founded the Berkman Center at Harvard Law School for Internet and Society. In 1997 is when we became official, but we'd been cooking it there since 1994. I was complimented by Larry Lessig, whom we recruited as our first Berkman professor, and by the dedication in his book, his first book, Code is Law, in which he described me as Charlie Nesson, whose ideas seemed crazy for about a year. So yes, I'm a kind of a crazy guy. I'm interested in knowing who you are. I'm here, wearing a shirt, Gay Fine by Me. It's an organization that my daughter is very involved with. Is Gay Fine by you? Here, let me ask. In the way that the IETF asks, the Engineering Task Force, when they meet and there's a question on the floor, they vote by humming. They hum because they're not really into counting, but they don't want shouts either. So they can judge the hums in the room. So let me ask, is Gay Fine by you? Those opposed? Great. Suppose I change it to marijuana, fine by you. Is there a hum? Is there opposition? All right, good. Now I have a feeling for who we are.
Well, welcome to New York.
Very good. So where are we? Well, we're here to talk about journalism. I can link to it with another facet of my identity. I am an audio blogger. Now, what's a blog? How many people here know what a blog is?
We're not humming anymore?
Yeah, good one. Hum if you know what a blog is. Hum if you don't. Well, I heard something. So let's just make sure we're all on the same page. A blog is a weblog. It's a way of expressing yourself on the net. It's like the net confronts each one of us with a challenge. I mean, what is the net? The net is an environment in which any node can connect with any other node, and every other node, depending if the person on the other end is interested in connecting with you. So what's a blog? A blog is a response to the challenge of stepping up to the node and saying what you have to say. What do you have to say? Here. Am I up on the screen? Let me just get that. Let's do it. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. There we are. So there's my plug. That's Eon. Wait. Can I refresh? Yes. Look at that, cyber journalism, right there. I was thinking about what I wanted to say this morning, walking around early in the morning. I thought I'd record my thoughts. And here, let me just see if this works. I don't know that it will. You click on it, it downloads. It comes up and it plays.
I turn the microphone on. October 10, 2005. And I'm speaking to this audience as Dean of Cyberspace.
City noise is in the background.
Avatar. Shakespeare made the connection. We are players on a stage. We are medium and message. We are code. I was an undergraduate at college. I took a course on the UNIVAC 1, made a tool with digits, sort.
Sort?
I taught the machine.
S-O-R-T.
Welcome to the cyber age, an extension of my hands, my thought. What does it mean that we can write in code, in bits? And leave our mark. Journalism. 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 What business are you in? Who are you? What is your identity, your avatar here in the game of life we play, and there in Second Life?
So there's an example of a blog. It's a use of digital tools that are available to each one of us now. Simple tools, all encapsulated in a laptop, which really does serve as a kind of extension of our hands and our eyes and our ears and our thought. It permits us to craft something and express it. After that, it's just up to us. So, at the conference that Beth and David posted, a philosopher of the state of play named Wren offered a taxonomy, which I think is useful in thinking about the future of journalism. It starts from a fundamental. As I say in my blog here, I took a course on the UNIVAC in 1958, discovered that you could control a machine with zeros and ones, that you could express yourself with them. After that, it's all derivative. It creates a new space, a cyberspace, a space in which we are enhanced by the machine. The space requires a taxonomy for thinking about it. It is a space in which the real and virtual combine in ways we have not experienced before, and in ways that we still have a great deal to discover. It's, in its virtual sense, a rhetorical space, a place of message. So here's the taxonomy that Wren offered. Four categories, derived from two. The two, real and virtual. The four, the real, real space. That's the space we're in right now, looking at each other, face to face. The virtual, virtual. That's Second Life. That's State of Play. But then two others. The real, virtual, and the virtual, real. Wren describes them this way. One he calls ludic spaces. Ask yourself, which of the categories I've described is ludic? Ludic is the kind of environment you're in when you're playing Dungeons and Dragons. When you go on an adventure quest. When you're in an environment that's full of swords and knights and Norman iconography. Social space. That's the second category. That's a space like the well, like social gatherings, like Second Life, which is an environment in which you can play a game if you choose. But you don't need to play a game. It is essentially a social, economic environment in which you can do a great many things. Then there's a space like the one you're in when you do your banking online. In a sense, you're in cyberspace. But in another sense, you want it to be real. You're not looking for fiction when you deal with your bank account. Would you call that a civil space? And then there's the space of journalism. What space is that? You want it to be real, and yet you are making virtual environments for others. So, question then for the journalism business. Imagine yourself in the game of life. Accept it. Shakespeare. We're players on a stage. Grasp it. This is rhetorical space. What is your avatar? Journalism. What is your identity? What is your business? The question comes down to very practical terms. Here, let a lawyer speak. You're running a journalism business. Maybe it's TV, maybe it's radio, maybe it's printed press. Do you allow your employees to blog? That's a real policy question. It will express you as a business. In cyberspace, the first border you hit is between open and closed. That border expresses itself in code and in norms of practice. Are we open source? Are we Microsoft? Do we allow our organism to engage in an open way with our environment, our technological, integrated media environment? Or are we closed so that we control, we, the CEO, the board of directors, the corporate hierarchy, the flow of our expression, undiluted by any other noise which our employees might generate other than through the approved form of delivery? What are the implications of that? What are the pluses? What are the minuses? I'd love to see us have a discussion. I'd love to hear what my fellow panelists have to offer. I'd love to hear what you have to offer. See what we think. Should we run our avatar open, or should we run it closed? Thank you.
Charlie.